So this is about to become the best part of the day because I am hanging with my friends, Javi and Jessica Madrigal. Hello, everybody. Let me find which camera to look at. This is CL King coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. That's the show called Impacting Life 24/7. And here we are celebrating the continuation of the celebrations, really, because I guess they're doing fireworks tonight, too, y'all. But we had fireworks last night, celebrating the 4th, our independence, our freedom, and absolutely tickled to death that I live in the good old US of A. I have some very, very, very close friends that were born in third world countries and have lived there. And they said, listen, if you want to go and trade places with those folks, they would gladly do it. So I'm honored to be called an American. And more importantly, I'm honored to just be called a child of God. So here we are tonight on Monday night. And I know some of y'all are out getting ready to watch fireworks. But I brought two sticks of dynamite into the virtual studios with me tonight. Yeah, that's right, guys. You remember, and I looked at your comments before, Javi and Jessica Madrigal. I think I'm getting their name a little better now. And if I'm messing it up, it sure sounds good the way I'm saying it. But these two people are the leaders and founders of the Underdog Ninja Foundation. Their story really catapulted me to a better awareness of my own health journey. And you know what? It is a journey. Sometimes we walk, sometimes we crawl, sometimes we run, and sometimes we don't have a clue what we're doing. And so I wanted to connect you folks with people like this. I'm telling you now that if you take the next hour and just take a few notes, just take one note from what these people are offering, it will absolutely turn your entire world upside down. Why? Because these people have this thing called experience. So join with me in welcoming my friends, Javi and Jessica Madrigal. Welcome, folks.
Hey, listen, CL. We're not McGriddles this time. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, that was so embarrassing.
You said it perfect. That's right. It's all right. We're friends now.
We're never going to let you live that down.
It's my favorite. No, it's because it's my favorite.
You know, Javi, the challenge is, though, that I get yours and the doctor's mixed up. Dr. Skip.
Madrigal.
See, there you go. So close. It's so close.
I couldn't have you guys all in the same proximity because I would be a disaster.
Be a mantra blast.
You know what I mean?
He'd be so confused. Oh, he had it all on.
And, you know, someone told me the other day I had on my show because, you know, it doesn't matter that their names are simple or hard. I have all the information in front of me. I still butcher it. It's just one of those things. And they said, well, just read what's on the screen. I said, you probably don't want me to read it because it'll come out even worse. So listen, folks, thank you so much for taking time out. I know you're all the way over there on the West Coast, the Northwest. And yep. These ladies and gentlemen listening to Impact Life 24/7 and watching us on our live broadcast, I just want you to know these are very, very dear friends of mine, family. I consider them. And Javi and Jessica Madrigal are really taking the health world, you know, and immediately when you hear the word health, everybody runs for the hills. But I think the thing that I love the most about what they're doing is their approach to it. It's like it's doable, y'all. And so before we get into all the stuff that I'm going to pick their brains in over the next hour, I want you guys to tell us where you're from. So, Javi, tell us where you are from originally, brother.
Oh, I'm originally from California and then migrated to Northwest and met my wife. And then we've been all over the country, different parts of the country, but originally from California.
Wait, tell them where in California.
Oh, Stockton, California.
Stockton.
Northern California.
Okay, all right.
The Central Valley, San Joaquin County.
Yeah. Awesome. And where are you from originally, Jessica?
Originally, I'm from Oregon. And then I lived in Utah for a decade. And then and that's when we met and he moved out there. And then we've lived in North Carolina and we lived in, that's right, represent. And then now we're out in the Seattle area, not by Seattle, but it's like a Seattle-Tacoma area. It's outside of that. So, yeah, in the Pacific Northwest.
Now,
where it rains constantly.
Where is Oregon? I mean, is that, was that one of the 50 states? Where is that at?
Right? I know. Thank you. Oregon.
Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to think, okay, where is that by? Is that by Florida? Or
what? I freaking wish it was by Florida. No, it's just, it's one state south of Washington. It's just right, downstairs.
Right, right. You know, my geography is a little rusty tonight, y'all. I'm telling Javi and Jessica that Charity and I decided we're practicing this whole empty nest thing because the kids are getting closer and closer. They're on their way. So we're like, we don't want to be out. We don't want to be not knowing what to do when all the kids are gone. So we're going to start acting like they're not here now.
And that's so, right.
We don't see you. We're empty nesters now.
You're on your own.
and they're getting kind of a little twisted by it. You know, like where are y'all going? Out. They don't even tell them where we're going. We're going out. We'll be back sometime.
That's right.
Payback.
Like, you wait a second.
You know what I mean? Right. So we did some kayaking today. I got some blisters, and I was watching Javi on his on what we'll talk about a little bit later on, their 7-day challenge. I was watching him show and demonstrate some exercise routines, and I said, well, man, I'm going to be sore anyway in the morning, but I'm getting sore just watching Javi. So, anyway, if you could, guys, because I know you and I've known you for seems like an eternity, but I would like for you guys to give just a little bit of an introduction to yourself, because as you know, in the podcast world, you guys have your own podcast. You get different listeners at different times, especially in podcast and live environment. So we'll let the lady of the house go first. Jessica, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I, you know, have never actually fought any major medical issue. Like, he fights heart disease. But I do have high blood pressure, and I've dealt with some, you know, general medical stuff. But my journey with fighting all of these things has been alongside him as a caregiver. So that's one of the unique things about what we do, is that I've learned a lot just by being somebody who has to, you know, be a support person. What's that like? What does that entail? Going through the emotional pieces of that, and then coming alongside somebody and my children and making all of the shifts and changes in the house. And then also coming alongside my kids with their medical issues, right? What's interesting is I haven't even really talked about this on anything yet, because it doesn't really play a role in my life at this point, but I actually have a really rare disease in my family called multiple epiphyseal dysplasia, which is really like a bone disease. It makes you really short, which is funny because I'm really short, but that's not why I'm short. But I don't really have it. Like, it's just in your DNA, but it's something that I'm used to hearing, this really rare health thing you have in your life. I've always heard that in my whole life. So then when we got together, you know, he's kind of a unicorn. He's got everything that you can have go like wrong, it seems like, with heart disease and like other things. And then my daughter has, you know, connective tissue disorder and all these things that are just like, we call ourselves unicorns. And my kids do that too. They run around, we're unicorns. It's so cute. But it's really that getting that, that mindset of just, you know, we live inside this, how do I say this place of, we can overcome anything, because we're just so used to hearing, oh, I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of that. Right. Oh yeah. And that's another thing. We've never heard of that before. We hear that at the doctors all the time. Like, you know, and so that's kind of who I am now. I'm just used to like being this overcomer who just handles things, and we just do it and we just move on. And even if we just fall on our face, like, we get back up, we do it. So, but I didn't always used to be that way. I've always been really not a person who could handle much, and I wasn't raised that way. I wasn't able to deal with a lot. So what's interesting is what God's done in my life through all this has made me this person, but not as I grew up. It was later in life. So it's so interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's really interesting on how God put us together and,
right,
and how we've really learned to really adapt. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things we talk about is adapting and overcoming. And, you know, God is out. There's certain things in our life and adversities that we've learned to adapt to and overcome. But not just me, not just her dealing with helping me to deal with my disease, but other aspects, like she mentioned, our daughter. You know, you were saying a little while ago about you being an empty nester, learning to be an empty nester. Mm-hmm. You know, I have 4 adult children. You know, and I remember the time when I just had my bypass surgery. Mm-hmm. I was experiencing what you're experiencing. My kids were all growing up, and you know, everything was, I thought I'll talk more about that in a little bit, but you know, it was alone.
Right.
And we were friends and stuff. But the thing is 10 years later, you know, we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary. Yeah. We've, since day one, we've been learning how to just to overcome these different things. And then our child, you know, one of our twin, we had twin daughters, and she was diagnosed a few years ago, actually both of them, in different phases and different
versions,
but with a connective tissue disorder. And that's been a real big problem. So, you know, but she's learning to overcome these things. She, you know, she hears us speak, and we just talk this way. This is who we are.
Yeah.
Right.
And, and that's really helped her. And if God has allowed this to allowed me to go through this and learn this way of thinking to, for her to move on with her life, then it was all worth it.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
And so we've taken that philosophy further.
Man, that's powerful. Hello, VP. And yes, happy 5th of July. Greetings from Mike Black. He says, hello. And you're right. You know, one of the things that I feel like, and wow, the commercial break comes really fast, y'all. I didn't realize that 8:45 comes by so fast. I'm just like getting used to talking to y'all. one of the things that I think drew me and has solidified our relationship is I am compassionate. I am empathetic. I run ministry, so I care about people and people's plights. But I gravitate toward folks that says, man, I've been knocked down. Nothing is right, and I'm still pushing forward. I'm not going to allow those things to be an excuse for why I don't try. You know, we may not run through the finish line like Usain Bolt, but if I got to run through the finish line like the turtle, so be it. And right. And you guys are both Usain Bolts. I am more of the turtle. You follow what I'm saying? Okay. And so there's a lot of going on in the track world nowadays, but we'll save that for another show. But before we get back to these amazing people, guys, listen, our sponsors have been growing, and we didn't want to make you guys endure a 4-minute commercial, or it gets up to a 20-minute commercial. So we've decided to split the commercials up throughout the show. I know it's a little different format, but we're going to try it tonight only because it's Javi and Jessica, and they'll forgive me if I totally ruin and mess up the show because, like I said, I got split screens and everything going on here, but the whole process of growth in Impacting Life 24/7 has been because of our amazing sponsors. So let's check them out real quick. Our amazing sponsors are truly the engines that help Impacting Life 24/7 produce phenomenal results in 33 states and 17 countries around the world. Our gold sponsors, Michelle Perry. She is the host of the Successful Diligence podcast and the best-selling author of The Pebble in My Shoe. You've got to get a copy of her book today. Connect with Michelle and get this dynamic book in your possession at successfuldiligence.com. Paula Cousson has dedicated her life volunteering in community youth programs such as the Young Marines. Paula believes that the greatest asset each young person has is an individual caring adult in their life. Our platinum sponsors, Mr. Gregory Smith, who is also the VP of the CL King Group and the executive producer of Impacting Life 24/7. He is the author of 100 Simple Ways How to Manage a Property and Evidence Room. Get your copy of his book today by reaching out to Gregory Smith on Facebook or email him at smithg1963@yahoo.com. Adrienne Barker. She is the host of the Adrienne Barker Speaks podcast, a life coach and CEO of Professional Global Etiquette. Connect with Adrienne Barker today at professionalglobaletiquette.com. If you would like to be a sponsor of our international podcast, which reaches states in the U.S. and countries around the world, it's very simple. Go to clkingspeaker.com and sign up to partner with us today as we continue to impact one life, one day at a time. Yes, one life, one day at a time. And thank you guys for tuning back into Impact Life 24/7 with your host, CL King. I am joined by two of the most dynamic and fabulous people on the planet and probably in the whole solar system, Javi and Jessica Madrigal. These people are so amazing. They are the founders and executive directors of the Underdog Ninja Foundation. And they also have a tremendous work that they're doing, helping people overcome obstacles related to heart health, as well as general health and wellness. And so I'm thankful that they took time out of their schedule, especially on this holiday weekend, to be with us. And so Javi, we kind of left off with you. If you could just give the folks a synopsis of the journey that you had relative to your heart issues.
Well, I've had heart disease in my family. I've known about this my whole life. You know, my dad died at an early age. He died at 48 years old. His brother, my uncle, died a few years later at the same age. The men in my family seem to be stricken with this disease more prevalently. And so I've always known that. So growing up, I tried taking care of myself. You know, growing up, you know, in younger years, you still do stupid things.
Right.
But, you know, I always knew this. So I always tried to veer myself away from, you know, smoking, drinking too much and just trying to live right, you know, healthy. However, that didn't really stop anything. I actually started developing the disease earlier than my father.
Oh, wow.
I started seeing symptoms in my early 30s. At my, you know, my mid 30s, I got my first stent, and when that's when things became really real for me, and that's where it really all began. But I took it on as, hey, I'm still young. I still have a way I'm going to beat this. I knew this was coming, or there was a possibility it was going to come. So it's here. So I'm going to tackle it head on.
Right.
So, you know, I tried to change my eating habits, and I went to the gym and got, you know, tried to get fit and trying to fight it the best way I can. That's what the doctors tell you to do. They give you a pile of medications. They take these medications, and you need to eat better, and you need to be more active.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, I could do all those things. No problem. The doctor said at that point, well, if you do those things, then you probably won't have a problem in any other problems, which wasn't true. They didn't really understand the extent. No one really understood the extent of my disease. Mm-hmm. My disease continued to progress. So 2 years later, after my first set of stents, I was in the gym. And I was, you know, I'm not able to do what I was normally able to do just a few days ago. And I got really concerned. So I called up my doctor, went to the doctor, and they're like, we need to send you into the cath lab and see what's going on, because things are changing on you pretty rapidly. So they rushed me over there. And yeah, the doctor says, hey, we need to do bypass surgery. But they didn't do it right away. They made me wait. They made me wait about a week. So I had to really contemplate that. Mm-hmm. And I went through.
That was a quadruple bypass.
Yeah, I ended up having a quadruple bypass at age 40. And, you know, I went through a lot of different things and learned a lot after that. And a lot of things that the doctors didn't really warn you about, beyond the medications and the healing and the activity and all that stuff, they didn't really tackle what I was going on in here in the mind and how I was going to really struggle with life moving forward, what that meant. I didn't realize I was going to lose that part of me, that my identity.
Right.
I didn't know who I was. And a little while ago, I was mentioning, you know, I was really an empty nester. My kids were growing up, they're moving out. And friends started to fall away. You know, they didn't know how to deal with this person I was with heart disease for whatever reason. This is the sad thing about the people that are suffering from heart disease in the heart disease community. Mm-hmm. Broken relationships are prevalent, wow. whether they're friends or romantic relationships, marriages, they tend to fall apart. And the person that's fighting the disease often feels like they're alone. They don't, again, they don't know who they are. They don't know how to move forward.
And folks can't identify with you because, exactly because right. they're not going through it. So they don't, I don't even know how to help, huh?
And so what happens, you see that, and then you start to give up.
Right.
And you start to actually push people away.
Right.
I'm like, I don't want to deal with anybody.
Right.
And so I found myself in some a pretty dark place, but I've always been that fighter. I've always been that person that I'm not going to let this beat me. I got to beat this disease. I've always seen this disease as a battle
right.
that I have to show up every day for. And it's been this way.
Yeah.
So, you know, I started fighting this disease at age 30. I'm now 53 years old. And
let me just interject because he knew I was going to interrupt him when he told his age. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys know that not everybody can see Javi because, of course, on our podcast audience, which spans around the globe, you don't get the privilege of seeing them. Just look on the flyer that we put on there. Javi is lying about his age. He's not 53. I've done Greg, who works in forensics. We've done some background research. Okay, he's 33. He's 33. So let's just get it. If you saw him, you would not believe he's 53. A great looking man, and I'm just like, I'm jealous because every time I see Javi, I'm like, man, I gotta push my face up because that brother got it. He gets it. But at 53 years old now, you're living a totally different life, Javi.
Absolutely.
Right, but let me just say because I know, but you when you talk about, and we got to try to get this all in before the 9 o'clock hour. When they do a quadruple bypass, that's not like just through the leg, right? They got to open you up.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They break your sternum.
The thing is they have to go, they do have to go. They do have to, well, now it's better. They do surgery on your leg too, because they have to take parts of your other veins, your other arteries
right.
and put it and graft it into your heart. So, used to be that they would, and some people, it's still the case, they open up the leg completely. But now they're able to put small incisions. And thank God that was the case for me. But yeah, I mean, it's an aggressive surgery. They break your sternum. They break your ribs. And to this day, I have bread ties. I call them bread ties because they look like little bread yeah. ties all the way down. When you take an x-ray, I have these things in me.
So when we talk about going through something as dramatic as that, Javi and Jessica, again, I've got Javi and Jessica Madrigal. Oh Lord, what am I thinking? I'm slipping back. I got Javi and Jessica Madrigal on our show, and these folks are amazing people. They are the founders of the Underdog Ninja Foundation. You can find them at theunderdogninja.org. I want you to go there. Go to underdogninja.org. But I got a couple other places I want to send you guys tonight to connect with this amazing couple. You know, you get told a certain set of rules, I guess, rules of engagement once you get your heart surgery, you know, after you've been battling it for 18 years. And okay, so here's just the way life is going to be. But how did you stumble across the change that was best for you, Javi?
Well, you know, my disease continued to progress.
Right.
You know, after my bypass surgery, I hit the gym even harder. And the doctors were like, well, you need to eat healthy. And I'm like, I am. So I would go out and, you know, search Google or whatever, or search a friend or mm-hmm. whatever, and try to figure out what's going to work.
Right.
And so you hear all these different things, and I tried nearly everything.
Right.
I volunteered for, to be a guinea pig for any doctor. You know, I signed up for, you know, all the studies because I was a perfect person because I was still pretty healthy other than what's going on with my heart. And I was young. Mm-hmm. So I could be on a long-term study, but, those things weren't helping me. The working out, the diets, they weren't helping me.
Right.
My disease continued to progress. And then, back what, 3 years ago or
yeah,
so.
Yeah. 3 years. Yeah. He actually has had at this point 10 stents and a heart attack since the bypass surgery. So he's had all kinds of work done. But 3 years ago, you were on your stint number six.
Yeah. And so, you know, roll into that hospital. And at this point, they're saying, you know, that bypass surgery you had at age 40, that's starting to give you problems. That's starting to close up, and you're going to, we're going to have to intervene, which I don't know if that meant another bypass surgery or if they're just going to continue to, if this was just going to be a regular basis with stents. And I was at a loss. I didn't know what to do. I reached out to God in that moment, and I'm like, Lord, what else do I need to do? I've done everything. Right. What can I do? And in that moment, you know, a doctor walks in and you know, he looks at me. He was expecting to see someone else that was really not this person.
Right.
That's what he told me. He was like, I was expecting to see someone that really is in a worse condition than the person that you look like. You look like you're in a great shape and you've taken care of yourself. So he took that, and he took that as an opportunity to share his story. And so he helped me and direct me to a nutrition plan that I had never even really considered. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been a meat eater my whole life.
Right.
And I tried, you know, diets with leaner meats and, you know, better quality meats and things like that. But in my case, with the extent of my disease and how aggressive it was, he's like, you need to be as aggressive as your disease. Mm. And so I took that advice. I'm like, you know, I'm going to do this. So he introduced me to plant-based eating, and I went all in 100%. I'm like, I don't care how it tastes. I don't care. I'll eat cardboard if it means not having to see my wife's face like that again, when she was crying and she didn't know what was going to happen to me, my kids. I didn't want to see that again.
Right.
So I took this seriously. So I went 100% in, and then the months after that, the results from my doctor, my test results, they turned around in a way that were dramatic. Mm. Never seen this before in my life. And it was rare for the doctors to see such a dramatic turnaround. My numbers were the best I had ever seen. And they dropped not only below, I mean, just not only normal, but below normal. I mean, meaning in a good way.
Right.
My LDL, which is, I call it lousy cholesterol. That's that bad cholesterol, right? That's something you want to keep low. And then my triglycerides, which are go directly to your diet. Usually those were with medication, even were in the high 350s, 350s. Yeah. And you want that way.
Yours dropped to like, I think 100.
Right.
Anyway.
So those started to improve. My weight started to drop as a side effect of this. It wasn't my goal, but it just started to drop. And I started to feel better. My body started to feel better. The side effects of the medications, I was able to drop a lot of my medications.
One of the things that I've always admired about people with experiences like this, yours is definitely a dynamic experience, is that we can argue with your methodology. We can argue with the science behind it, but we cannot argue with your results. For me, ladies and gentlemen, I say that same thing about people in faith. You know, you might can argue with me about going to church. Is it necessary? Is it not? Should you read your Bible? Argue with me all day long, but you can't argue with the results. You know what I'm saying? You can't argue with my experience in the results. So I got to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and dice this up and get into you guys starting a foundation, the Underdog Ninja Foundation. I'm so excited about that. Your worldwide devotionals where you guys really live the word every day for people. And we're going to talk about your new podcast. I'm loving podcasts because y'all know I'm a podcast. I don't know how I turned into a podcast king, but every now and then I think I'm one. And then the new 7-day challenge that you guys got going on. So we'll cover all of that with Javi and Jessica Madrigal, right? Did I get it right, y'all? When we come back after this quick commercial break from our sponsors. Impacting Life 24/7 is an event that can be experienced locally and around the world because of our platinum sponsors. Mr. Mike Black from New Bern, North Carolina. Mike helps men throughout Eastern Carolina lead a faith-filled life. He is a compassionate leader in his church and is a devoted husband and father. Another platinum sponsor, Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr. He is the executive director of the PRF Institute. He is the author of What's Next? Preparing for Eternity and Don't Leave Me Like This, Inspiration to Leave a Legacy. As a 501c3 nonprofit organization, the PRF Institute is blessed to be the premier stewardship-based teaching ministry that truly responds to the needs of families and communities around the country. Find Dr. Dunlap and his amazing team at prfinstitute.org. Another platinum sponsor, poet Katrina McCain. She is the author of Because She Decided to Love. This is a collection of poetry and prose about love and its impact on every relationship. This raw and uncut poetry book addresses the themes of how we experience love through loss, hurt, pain, grief, and passion. Because She Decided to Love takes readers through a journey from the sweetest to the most bitter emotions that love evokes. Get your copy of her book today at poetkatrinamccain.com. Another platinum sponsor, Dr. Skip Mondragon, MD. He is a 26-year Army veteran, National Veterans Wrestling Champion, and a dynamic speaker. He is also the author of Wrestling Depression is Not for Wimps, Lessons Learned from an Amateur Wrestler's Fight to Triumph Over Depression. Contact Dr. Skip Mondragon II at WrestlingIsNotForWimps.com. Another platinum sponsor, the Underdog Ninja Foundation. This foundation was founded in 2020 by Javi and Jessica Madrigal. This husband and wife team have been battling and overcoming heart disease for over 18 years. Their personal story and experiences have led to follow the calling of empowering, educating, and supporting those fighting heart disease. Contact this amazing team at underdogninja.org. If you'd like to know more about Impacting Life 24/7 or to become a sponsor, all that you have to do is do something very simple. Go to clkingspeaker.com.
Yeah, man, I was using that little overdrive on there, man. I got voted off the island last time I tried to use it, and I said, well, you know what? Last time I checked, I'm running this show, so I'm using it. Because I'm like, it sounds so cool. Because I hear all these commercials where the guys are doing the overdrive on their voice. So anyway, I know. A kid.
I like it.
A kid. You know, I'm just a big old kid. I've got in the studios with me, ladies and gentlemen, Javi and Jessica Madrigal. They are the founders of the Underdog Ninja Foundation. And we just covered quite a bit. This is why, you know, sometimes you think, man, should the show be 2 hours long? Because it's just, you know, you're asking people to give you their whole life's work in 60 minutes. And I almost feel cheated sometimes because I just want to pull so much more out of you folks. But we talked about, you know, how Javi and Jessica came together under the banner of adversity, you know, relative to Javi specifically, 18 years battling chronic heart disease. He had a quadruple bypass surgery. His stents were beginning to fail. And a doctor came into his life and told him, hey, listen, I want you to try. I want to offer this other avenue of approach. And it was a plant-based lifestyle. And you know, I wanted to be mindful of not saying diet to these folks tonight because they live this. It's not just another fad, you know, quick fix diet, but this is the way they live. And when this was introduced to them, you know, Javi said, listen, I will do whatever it takes to be there for my family. And he's 53. He's probably going to live to 103 the way he looks right now. And so when they took that plant-based journey, they did it together, right? Mom, Jessica, you're doing it too.
Yep. Okay.
And this journey has turned Javi's life around. And because of all the things that they have discovered in their journey, they decided that they wanted to form a foundation to help people who have gone through what Javi's gone through and give them a broader way of resolve just better than just getting pills. Am I right on kind of the direction we were going with the Underdog Ninja Foundation, doing something more than just offering people, hey, look, take some pills and try to stay alive?
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the number one things and frustrations that patients walk away from their cardiologist mm-hmm. is, hey, they just gave me a prescription for all these meds that have all these terrible side effects. And they're telling me I need to eat better and get more exercise, but I don't know how to do any of those other things other than taking these pills. And I don't want to take all these pills. It's a huge pain point for a lot of the people in this community. And we wanted to address it. But you know, the other thing that nobody really mentions again is that aspect of our emotional health, our spiritual health, that, you know, yeah. When I, after my bypass surgery, I was having struggles with my faith.
Yeah.
And I fought a lot with God and I didn't know where he was in all this. And so, we go through that. People fall through, like I said, some relationships fall apart. You don't know who you are. You don't have your identity, all those goals and dreams that I had before.
Yeah.
That person I was before, what thought I was going to be, all that seemed to go away. Then if that goes away, then who am I? What am I doing now with my life?
Right.
And do I have a life? Because there's the other aspect. People are treating you like you're already 6 feet under.
Right.
And
I imagine for Jessica too, you being the support in all of this had to present its own challenges to you, right?
Oh, so many challenges. Yeah. I mean, I have people come to me all the time and ask me how I deal with it so well. How do you not worry constantly? How do you do this? And, you know, one of the things that I tell people all the time, my number one advice, anytime someone comes to me and says, how do you not worry all the time? Well, it's not that I don't have worries. It's not that I don't have fears. It's not like I never think about something terrible. Of course, I'm like, he's too quiet in the other room. It's like when you have kids and they're too quiet for too long and you're like, something's wrong. Like, that's what you start doing. I'm like, he's too quiet. I better go make sure he's okay in there. Like, I'll do that kind of stuff. Like, you don't normally do that with people, but that's the kind of stuff I'll do. And you know, that's fine. But there has to be a lot of communication and give and take with understanding that each other are going through an emotional trauma or have gone through, and have to be very gracious with each other about your responses, as long as you're being reasonable and not a crazy person. Right. And I say a crazy person, meaning going over the top where you can't function anymore and you need to get help. I don't want to put anyone down, but I just mean right. there's limits. And because right. there's a lot that goes on with this experience, and there has to be a lot of give and take and understanding. But my number one advice, back to that, is basically this. If I'm going to be worrying all the time and it becomes debilitating, like I said, like you know, you're not functional and things like that. Literally what I'm directly worried about is whether or not he's going to be here to have a life with me,
right?
Which I am now destroying any chance of having because I'm worried and not functional all the time.
Right.
So
right.
the actual thing that I'm worried about not having, I'm the one destroying it.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. First of all, cut that out, because that you're the one destroying it. Okay. Yep. And then the second thing is that it's not going to change anything.
Right.
Me worrying will not save anyone's life. It will only destroy our lives. So it's just poison.
Yes.
And so I had to just continually tell myself that there's literally nothing I can do about it other than all the things I can do. But as far as the past what I can do, there's nothing else I can do. And so fortunately we have Jesus.
Yes,
and I can ask for God's covering over him. And
yes. Hey folks that are on my live broadcast, I'm seeing Javi and Jessica's screen frozen. Are you guys seeing their screen frozen? I don't see them anymore. I don't know what happened to them. She was just talking about her faith and how that worrying and trusting in God is what is keeping them together. Is their screen frozen or my screen frozen, Black? Looks like we may have lost them. Yeah, they're probably going to come back in. That's live internet stuff, guys. And that just is what happens. But I know Javi and Jessica's story, so I can pick it up while they probably try to get back in. You know, that happens on live radio, too. They have someone call in, and then the call drops, and so they got to call back in. And so we'll just get Greg. Maybe one of you guys can message them to see if they're – yep, see, that's just them coming back in right now. It's just – that's – I used to lose my cool about that kind of stuff. But I don't anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Even those of you listening on our podcast, because it's just part of the nature of being a content creator and using technology. And so they're coming back in. There they are.
Our computer literally just restarted. We were like, what just happened? Our computer was like, sorry.
I said, Houston. I called my Houston office. Do you guys still see them on the radar?
And I was like, surprised how fast I got back in here. Yeah, a record.
Now, that's a record, because if mine did that, you'd go ahead and have to finish the show without me.
Well,
we're
done
now.
Wow. Well, that was the epitome of the universe being like, Jessica, shut up. Stop talking. Restart.
Because that's never happened.
That's never happened.
Man. You know, Greg, you can confirm it, right, Greg, that I have gotten so much better with that, right? Because I used to run sound, used to be a music minister, and I just have a low threshold for stuff not working when it's supposed to work. That's my frailty. It was my frailty, but I've overcome it, because as you guys froze up, I asked the team if they were not there, and they said no. I said, well, I'll just continue on. They're probably coming back in. They needed their own commercial break. But yeah, that comes with age, right, Javi? Because Javi is the most chill person, man. I'm like, that's the way I want to be. Javi's just like, hey, man, just as that's the California chill, you know. So we were talking about how, you know, you put your faith in the Lord, and you guys, we got it. We won't rush, but we want to definitely cover everything that we want people to know about. I'm dealing with the Underdog Ninja Foundation, and kind of like, what, you know, you created this foundation as a result of what was going on in Javi's life. So what are some things that people can expect from the Underdog Ninja Foundation?
So basically, so we have a few things that we're doing. And so we're going to talk about our foundation right now. Our foundation is just one of the things. It's our nonprofit. It's specifically for heart disease. It only focuses on heart disease in particular, as far as health concerns go, because that's our most experience that we have. I mean, we know so many things about it. We've gone through, like he said, the nutrition aspect. We've tried every diet. I mean, everything. And so now we've landed on what works. Our approach, we help people with their nutrition. Our approach is plant-based. However, I would say we're more plant forward. And the reason why I say plant forward, and it's kind of funny to put these silly labels on it, but what that means is that, look, everybody has a different type of disease and a different version, okay? Right. Different level of experience. Some people can just do the thing that doctor says and they're good to go for like ever. And some people are like Javi, where it's really aggressive. I mean, he has familial hyperlipidemia. It's like, you know, genetic high cholesterol, you know, big middle finger to you guys. We don't care what you're going to do. Do whatever you want. I'm going to take you out. Like, it's that kind of a disease. Like, just do whatever you want. And it's hard because you have to really be aggressive. And so some people really have to go all in. No, days off, you know? So we're here for that. We're here to help you do that if that's what you need. If it's not, we're here to make sure that you're just fueling your body with all the foods you need to cleanse, to detox, to give yourself all of the things to fight disease that you can, which with what works in your life. So we're here to do all the, you know, in between and everything. And so it's our approach, like you said, that's different with it. It's not a diet. It's really fueling your body and fueling healing from disease, right? And managing disease. We also talk about fitness. We help people with functional fitness mostly. It's not like gains and stuff like that. Like, nothing wrong with that. That's just not our focus. It's about functional recovery fitness, making sure you can function in your life, you can get stronger, and the things that help you with having heart disease. And then a lot of the mental and emotional things, stress management, stress reduction. And then we also do our devotionals, which you wanted to talk about that too. But
yeah.
We can talk about our devotionals, but in our nonprofit, we have a membership, which is our main program right now that we are going to start, advertising for them a lot more. We need to push that out because we made this membership and we finally gotten to a point where we feel like we've got lots of really, really great content in there, trainings, all the things I just mentioned. And it is only $27 a month and it's just cancel anytime. So it's there for anybody. It's affordable for anybody who wants to get in there. They want to jump in and they want to just, it's not a program where you have to follow with a commitment. It's nice just to be able to pick and choose what you need. You can go in there for whatever you need anytime, and it's available to you anytime you
need. And this can be found. This can be found in the Underdog Ninja Foundation website.
Yep, underdogninja.org.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's available right now. So you can jump in there, and we add new content every month. And so it's just something that is a really nice just addition. We have recipes in there, all kinds of things. And you can always reach out to us, too, and ask us questions. I mean, we're available. So that's what the foundation is right now. We just put our board together, also our board of directors, and we are working towards having a lot of more programs, things like that.
Right.
But as we begin to out on that journey, we know that we definitely want to have a lot more for family, you know, things for families, things for couples, things for working through trauma.
Right.
And yeah, just all kinds of fun things.
Javi, tell me about your devotionals and why those are an important part of what you do as a person that's gone through as much as you do. You guys do devotionals, I think, 4, 5, 6 days a week. Was it Tuesday through Saturday? Is that how?
Yeah.
So tell me about, just tell us quickly, you know, why you started them and why that's an important part of a part piece of what you're doing.
Well, you know, through this journey, you know, I found three things that made me successful, and that was faith, character, and action. And those three things are part of our tenets.
Right.
But like I say, every morning we start every morning with that faith piece. That is my foundation.
Right.
That is where we begin. And that sets up everything else. Mm. And so, you know, we have been doing devotionals throughout our marriage. When we were dating, we were doing devotionals together, long distance, right?
Yeah.
And so we decided, hey, why don't we just go live and discuss things, faith, obviously, but around this, the journey of heart disease. Mm. And so we did this. It's almost been a year.
Yes.
And yes.
It has just, it's really taken off. And now we're, you know, we have people pop in from all over the world,
right,
that are getting something, not from us, but hearing directly from God,
right,
into their space. We hear back from people who are like, man, it's like, you know what I'm going through right now. No, it's not. I don't know what you're going through. God does.
Right.
And he takes these moments and these discussions. Our devotionals are not just, I read the scripture and send you on your way.
Right.
Yeah, we have discussions and we don't read ahead on these. Sorry,
right,
to cut you off.
No.
But we don't read ahead on these things. Like we pick them out and we make sure they're relevant to like people's lives. But man, we on purpose will like do it with you live.
Yeah.
And there's been times where I'm just bawling on camera because God's just like, and I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah, like, right. Well, you know,
they're great.
You know, the thing that I also love about it, and I'll just be biased because you guys are such good friends of mine. And friends of our show and friends of all the things that we're doing. Greg says two great people and two great friends. What the thing that I love about it is you all's interactions together. A husband and wife, if y'all been fighting before you come online, I can never tell. So
we don't really fight, actually.
Oh, I know, not with Javi, because Javi's too chill. But no, it really
she kicks me now and then. But
it really is just refreshing. It sends so many different messages, you know, relative to husbands and wives. It's important to do this together. You're getting your devotion together. You're also taking the excuse out of, well, there's no way that we can reach people. Really? You can reach people all day long. You know, you go on TikTok and they've got a guy that will take a glass out of the refrigerator and drink something and put it back in the refrigerator, and he'll get 75 million views for people watching useless information. So there's people out there that want to consume content. Why not give them great content? So now, where can they find your devotionals? Is that on your personal pages?
Yeah, actually, right now, what we're doing is we're broadcasting in 5 different places. So we broadcast on same time. So we go live on our, what? He's like cracking up. We go live on our personal Facebook profiles.
Right.
We go live into our free group.
Okay.
We go live onto our Underdog Ninja Foundation Facebook page.
Okay.
And also on our YouTube channel, that our nonprofit YouTube channel. So it's just all those places you can consume this anywhere. And we do it all at the same time. So it's live everywhere. And then it stays there. So you can watch it on replay. You can watch it on YouTube on replay and all those things.
I'm not giving anybody the excuse that they can't find us.
You know,
you can find us. We're small, but you can find us.
Well, and we will put all of the links for our podcast listeners who can't see those links. Greg has put them up in our live environment. But for our podcast listeners, we'll put those links in the show notes. We want you to be able to connect with these folks because, like I said, the one thing that inspires me, listen, creating content or delivering content on a daily basis is a challenge. I do this 3 days a week, and some days I'm like, oh my goodness. But the thing that is so powerful is consistency, and people begin to need your they need to get that notification that Javi and Jessica are going to be on because they're getting fed. And so I really appreciate you guys, you know, opening up your homes and hearts and lives to us throughout the country. But then you spun off from that, you know, from just devotionals to you introduced a podcast not too long ago. What's the name of your podcast?
Heart of an Underdog. Yeah, it's at heartofanunderdog.com. And this podcast is something that, to be honest, we were just sitting around one day and I was like, you know, I feel like, and it was like, I felt like God was telling me, we have these conversations where God's telling us something and both of us look at each other and we're like, oh, okay, where's this going now? Like, where are we on? What are we on to next? And he was really clear with me that we needed to do a show, but we didn't know if it was the devotionals that was going to turn into a show. Like that was the next step. But then after we talked about it, it was really clear that no, I'm hearing that I think we're finally going to do a podcast. So we kind of decided that, you know, heart disease and the nonprofit is our heart. Like, you know, that's our passion. That's what God called us to do. But really, to be honest, we've had a lot of people coming to us recently, and really for a while, that had other things. Either they're preventing, they are entrepreneurs, and their health has really been something they put on the back burner, and now it's like in their face because you know they don't have anywhere else to go. They have to make some changes, or maybe they are running their business, or they're in their careers, and all of a sudden they get hit with some major medical thing. And it's not always heart disease. It's cancer, or it's diabetes, or it's, you know, they have these major medical issues. And we really thought, you know, we want to take these stories and we want to, all these people that we're meeting all the time, and we want to highlight their journey of just absolutely overcoming these things. Just slamming through life, like you said, and just being like, I am not wasting any time. I am not taking no for an answer. I'm not letting this beat me. And so they're incredible overcoming stories. We also have experts that come on that will help people, you know, like doctors. We had Dr. Gonzalez. He's a cardiologist friend, and he's also on our board for our nonprofit. And he came on and was talking about that. We're going to have Dr. Mondragon on also. And, you know, just experts like that, but these powerful stories that are to inspire and to help people learn how to overcome their own battles. And so this has just been on our hearts for a little bit. And I think we're now, what, a couple months in, and we love it.
Yeah. And the whole idea of the show, real quick, is we all love the underdog story, right? We all love that. But when it comes to us facing adversity, we don't believe that the underdog is in us.
Right.
We'll look at the person on TV or read the story about that underdog and we'll cheer them on.
Right.
But we don't realize that's within us too.
Yeah.
So we want to extract, we want to help extract and help you direct you and see that underdog in you to help you fight your adversity in your life. Mm-hmm. And we found a lot of us, you know, a lot of us driven people like us that, you know, we're entrepreneurs and you know, we've been dedicated our lives into our career and we let our health go. Right. And unfortunately, now we don't know where that leads us. And so we want to help you. We want to help you.
You know, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about something, man. It's like you guys are just, I don't know, the Lord just swept into the room. I'm thinking about when you talk about an underdog, there is a different, I don't want to use psychology, but there is a different feeling of the viewers that are watching the underdog. You know, this let's say this athlete getting his brains beat out. You know, he's covered up. There's no way. He's about to get knocked out. And then all of a sudden, from somewhere, he pulls this fortitude up to come to the end of his gloves, and he knocks this 10-1 favorite out.
That's right.
And everyone sits there like, man, the crowd's going crazy because he was not expected to win. And he was, you know, the odds and the circumstances and the statistics and data were against him. You know, Javi, let me just speak to you, brother. The statistics and data were against you, man. And that's why I feel like when you come on, I should cheer so much harder, because you've allowed that fortitude to come to the end of your gloves and say, man, it's not going to happen to me. I might have gotten my ears boxed for 10 rounds, but I'm getting ready to show you something right now.
Yeah. You know, you speak right to my heart, man.
Yeah.
I grew up watching Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Leonard, right? And remember those fights? Yeah. I remember Muhammad Ali being on the ropes. I mean, the guy could barely stand, it looked like.
Right.
And this is when they had 15 rounds.
Yes.
Right? And he was just getting pummeled.
Right.
And then somehow he just turns it on.
Right.
And he just pulls out this rope-a-dope and just whack, whack, whack.
Right.
And then he turns out victorious. Sugar Ray Leonard, same thing. Him and Marvin Hagler going at it. And oh my gosh, those are legendary fights. Right. And I remember watching that on TV and thinking, how is that possible?
Right. Right.
You know?
Right.
Cheering for that. That's where I started cheering for the underdog.
Right.
Seeing these guys on the ropes, taking that every bit of them, every ounce of energy they have left, mm-hmm. and pulling out a win. Those are my heroes. And right. That's where I try to pull that from.
Well, if you got a story that sounds like this, if you've, you know, been in the underdog category and you still came out victorious, man, I'd love for you to connect with Javi. They got a podcast. They love to interview you and see if you would be a good fit for their show. All you got to do is go to heartofanunderdog.com, or you can reach out to them again at their other 17,000 other outlets that you can reach them at. Me and my wife were talking today. I said, hey, babe, have you posted on Instagram lately? She's like, I can't keep up with everything. I'm like, yeah, man. I'm like, if I'm on what is that one that everybody's going crazy about? Not TikTok, but
Clubhouse.
If I get asked again, I'm on Clubhouse. No, I ain't got time to be on there with y'all. Okay. Clubhouse is not keeping the electricity on here. I'm just telling you. So forgive me, y'all, but you got to make sure you have your priorities. And the reason why Javi and Jessica are allowed to be on multiple platforms is because they've leveraged technology, which puts their message one time on multiple platforms. You see that? See? So we just That's gave him right. a little free tip. Can't give That's you right. all of it. You have to come to the paid class for that one. And last but not least, they started out this week. I watched it today. I was so inspired. I know I'm over on the show, but you can go over when you're with friends, guys. The 7-day challenge. And the 7-day challenge really spoke to me on a number of levels. But before I tell you my prophetic utterance about it, why don't you guys tell me about your 7-day challenge?
All right. So the 7-day challenge is really just to get you moving and challenge yourself where you are. So we've got basically a set of exercises. It's 7 different workouts. And what we're doing is we're taking you through some core moves and some functional moves. Okay. So these are things that are beneficial to everyone. They require no equipment at all. This is all body weight. So you don't have to have a gym. You can do these at home. And we're telling you how you can modify these and everything. And so, you know, we have people in there anywhere from, you know, are getting out of cardiac rehab, or they're, you know, just coming off the couch and they're just like, I don't work out. I don't know what you're talking about, all the way to athletes who need, you know, a lot more. And we're able to adjust these for those people. But this is just the basic you know, core and functional workouts. And we're going to ramp these up over the week. And then by days 6 and 7, you're going to end up with full workouts. And we have core blasts and functional strength workouts at the end. And these are things you can take with you. We have graphics we're posting all week to make sure that you have the full workout, all your reps, a tracking sheet. And then nutrition, we're posting a new summer recipe, plant-based recipes all week. And I'm demonstrating these on, I have video demos of all these things, of the workouts, of the nutrition, the recipes. And then also printed recipes, and there's a meal plan available in the group. So these are things that we're helping you do. If you can do part of it, great. If you can do the whole thing, you know, perfect, great. But whatever you're doing, this is to help you challenge yourself in a way that is better than yesterday. So what we basically are, the big message here is we don't want you to walk away from something, especially something like this, when it's time to make a change, because you don't think you can fully do it or you can fully commit. I'm that kind of person too. I totally get it, but this is not the time. It's time to say, I'll do some of it. I'll do what I can. I'll challenge myself. I'll do one thing a day, 1% better every day. So that's what this is here to do, is to build the community around you and support for you to do something. And then next week you can do more of it. And then the week after that, you can do more of it, and we'll help you do that. But it's just, you know, it's time. It's time for all of us to get up and support each other and to make these moves.
For yeah. Sure. What do you think about the 7-day challenge, Javi?
Well, you know, the thing is what I told everyone this morning is that, you know, we need it too. We're challenging ourselves too this week. Mm-hmm. I'm not putting this out there and saying, hey, do this, this, and this, and, you know, good luck. We're doing it alongside them, right? I'm fighting. This is what we do. I fight my disease alongside you. And so we're doing this challenge right alongside you guys. And so, you know, we'll go live every morning, giving everyone their instructions. And then later in the day, you know, we'll pop on here and there and show what we're doing, you know, and we encourage the people that are doing the challenge to do the same thing. Hoping to just for us all to kind of just rally around each other, support each other, and taking on this challenge this week on where, at whatever level you're at, like my wife said, right, whether you're just getting off the couch or coming off a rehab, or if you're, you know, you have some experience in working out, you're an athlete, whatever, take on this challenge, because I think you might learn something. If you're, you know, in great shape and this is easy, well, keep on at it. Be inspiring to the people in the group.
Yeah.
You know, and you might learn something about plant-based eating. You might learn something about your mindset too, because, you know, we're trying to encourage everyone in this 7 days too. We're trying to help that mind space too.
Well, you know, and again, I just put the link in our, to our live audience, and I'm going to put it in our podcast audience. So I want you guys, listen, if you're just looking for a way, some people, like we talked about, Javi, some people have just, life happens, right? We don't live in this, well, they tried to have us live in a bubble, but we don't live in a bubble. Things happen, you know, sicknesses happen, schedule change happens, whatever happens. And I think this was the month, I think June was the month for everything for me to break down. Vehicles, washer, dryer, I mean, it was just a disastrous month. And I said, okay, that's all right. I'm gonna pick back up next month and we'll just keep on going. And I think what we're looking at with this 7-day challenge is giving people a way to pick back up.
Yes.
Give people a way to get started again. And so I want you guys all to be a part of this 7-day challenge. You'll get to meet Javi and Jessica, which are, that's just icing on the cake if you were eating cake.
Plant-based cake.
Yeah. But, you know, again, because Jessica, you show people through your nutrition piece, you know, that it's not all just eating cardboard. I know, Javi said,
no, we have amazing recipes.
Yeah, you guys have amazing recipes. So what I'm going to ask you guys to do, just real quick, take 30 seconds a piece and give a word of encouragement to all those folks out there. Jessica, you can go first.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll take the nutrition piece a little bit. Look, it is all about giving your body what it needs to fight disease, not taking everything away all the time. Sure, you're going to have to take things away, but to be honest, the more good stuff you give yourself, the less room you've got for the bad stuff. And you just need to do a little bit every day and believe in yourself that you can do it and stop falling off the wagon, per se, and then staying off. Right. This is an absolute lifestyle, and it's all the time. It's all day. It's not once in a while. It's not a diet. And it's something that I've learned that it can be done. And because I'm an emotional eater and a food addict, and I can do it, you can do it.
I don't find that hard to believe. I always have to tell her in the workouts. I see you guys do your workouts. I'm like, Jessica, slow down. You got to keep up with Javi. She's like, anyway, Javi, what's your words of encouragement, brother?
Hey, so, you know, my wife mentioned a little while ago, we always tell our people, just focus on being 1% better than yesterday. Mm-hmm. Why is that so important? Because look, when we're facing against adversity, when we're facing something so much bigger than ourselves, we focus on that and we don't understand or know how we're going to overcome it. And I always tell people, let's not focus on that today. We just need to focus on getting better than we were yesterday. It's one step at a time, one move at a time, one good habit, you know, getting rid of maybe an old bad habit and putting in place some good habits, put in place some good nutritious food or one move or whatever, right. Or just thinking better, thinking about yourself better, pushing out those bad thoughts and replacing good thoughts. Those are all steps to being 1% better. And sometimes the battlefront is on different fields of battle, right? Sometimes right. It's on the nutritional battle. Sometimes it's on the fitness, but a lot of times it's here.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's right in the mind.
Battle
and
of the
that's
mind.
Where we start. And so, yeah, just focus on that. Focus on just being 1% better than yesterday, and then it'll all fall into place. Yep. We just need to be patient and work what I say, work the process, right?
Work the process. Yeah, I would just say it all comes down to you're not alone.
Right.
You're not. So reach out for help. Yep.
Well, that's why we have this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why we have folks like Javi and Jessica on here, because we're recognizing that we are becoming a repository of a place, a safe place where people can come and connect with folks like y'all and have their lives, recognizing that, hey, look, I'm not alone. There are other people out here that can help me, that can encourage me, that can help me get to my end goals. And so Javi and Jessica Madrigal, all you got to do is find them at theunderdogninja.org. It's underdogninja.org. And you can connect with them on all of their different projects that they're doing. I'm thankful that you guys are our friends and you're friends of this show. And we really appreciate and love you guys, okay?
Love
all
you,
right.
Man.
All right. Love you,
us.
CL.
And I guess I'll see y'all in the morning for some more planks, right?
That's right. Got some more in suffering.
Yeah, boy, Lord. Time to get suffered. Let's do it. You guys have all a great right. night. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was my friends, Javi and Jessica Madrigal. And you should have heard when I first started trying to pronounce their names. That was funny. I called them McGriddle, boy. And they still were kind enough to come back on the show. Thank you, Greg. Starts in the mind. That's right, brother. We got to do some planks. How long can you do a plank for, Greg? Can you do a plank for more than a minute? I almost got up to 3 minutes on my planks. I don't know if I'm at 3 seconds now on the planks. But anyway, that's right. When we were talking in our staff meeting this weekend, we were talking about, man, our show is really becoming a place. It's almost like a smorgasbord of, man, listen, if you want to know about health and nutrition, if you want to know about heart health and nutrition, like with Javi, if you want to know about how to write a book, if you want to know about how to manage an evidence and property and evidence room, you can come on this show. And this show is like a library of amazing people who are impacting lives. And the impact in Javi and Jessica's life is now going to be leveraged across 33 states, 20 countries, and it's going to impact all those folks' lives. So I just want to tell you guys, thank you so much for your support. Thank you, Javi and Jessica. And we appreciate you for being on our show, Impact Life 24/7. We'll be back here tomorrow night. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a great show. Talk to you again soon.